Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nazir Nun Beis. We are holding 10 lines from the top of the Amud at the Tudat, HaShidra V'Gulgulus. So Shidra V'Gulgulus, spine and skull, these are two parts of a mace, which are, number one, Metame, through touching, through carrying, and oil, being in the same, under the same roof as these items. So maga, masan, oil. Number two, and this pertains to our masechta, to our sugya, a nazir who makes contact with these sources of tuma will now have to cancel his nazirus, will have to redo everything. First he shaves, he brings karbonos, and redoes the entire nazirus. Question. Iboilu, the bnei ha-yeshiva wanted to know. Shidra v'gulgulus tanan. When the Mishnah says these items, Shidra and Gulgulus, have these properties, have the ability to be metame, to trigger a new nazirus, combined, both together, combined, or one or the other. Shidra v'gulgulus tanan, oidilma oy shidra, oy gulgulus. So, does the nazir have to come into contact with both items, Shidra and Gulgulus, or one or the other is okay? See, a person is comprised of two, you know, main components, Roishoy and Gufoy, his head and his body. And these two items represent those two aspects of a person. Shidra is the spine, which supports the body, and Gulgulus is the skull, representing the head. So the question is, do we need them both together? A full representation of that mace? Or it's enough to have one or the other, you know, each element on its own carries that, you know, power, that ability to be metame the nazir to this extent. Amarav atoshma, I'll try to bring you a raya. We have a braisa, a tisefta. Shidra shegireir, roiv il in shaba. So we have a spine. And most of the ilin, the vertebrae, the bones were broken apart. Tohira, it's no longer going to be metame. Ube kever, but if it's sitting in a kever, that's a special halacha, the kever makes it one entity, even though it's broken apart, it's considered one. Afilu mishuberes, and for records, even if it's broken or taken apart, tameya, it's still metame because mipnei hakever, because it's in a kever. Tosafot says, the hachi gmiri, this is the halacha, halacha mesh mesinai. Okay. So in a kever we have an exception, but otherwise, broken apart is not metame. Says the Gemara. Let's make a diuk. Tama. The reason why it's no longer going to give tuma, mishum de gireid, because he cracked it up, it's broken. The shedra is no longer intact. Let's make a diuk. Halai gireid. Tameya. Otherwise, if it's intact, if it was not gireid, if it's not broken apart, it's metame. And we're speaking about just the spine. Shema mina, oy shedra, oy gulgulus ketani. Apparently, it's one or the other. No, halay ketani. You know, the Mishnah didn't say that. The Braisa didn't say that explicitly. It's a diuk that you're making. Perhaps you shouldn't be making this diuk. The Braisa never meant this. Hakamashmalan, the Braisa is simply teaching us the positive aspect of this halacha. The chigire tahira. If it's broken, it's tahar. Okay. Otherwise, if it's intact, we're not sure. Idach, if it's not broken, if it's intact, but it's just a shedra, tiboylach, we can still have that question. So the question is whether shidra needs gulgulus, it's both together, or one or the other. Toshma, here's another attempt at a raya. We have a braisa, etisefta, which says like this, Rabbi do Aymer. There were six items of contention between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Shisha dvarim, the following six items. Rabbi Akiva matame. Rabbi Akiva applies tuma to them. Chachamim matarin, Chachamim don't. V'chazabai Rabbi Akiva. In fact, Rabbi Akiva reverted. He conceded to the Chachamim. He agreed that it is no longer matame. One of these items involved bones, chatzikav bones, that comes from two mace, I'm going to see soon. In fact, it was a story. linked to that halach, umasa sheviu kupa mlei atzomis, libes haknesses. They brought a whole container with bones to the shul of the shel tarsim, of the copper miners. And they left it under the open sky so that it's not inside the oil and metame the people around it. And they came to examine it. V'nichnas Toidus Arefe, a famous doctor, Toidus Arefe, mentioned in Chulin and elsewhere, he came in to check the bones. V'chal Arefe, Imoy, together with all the other doctors. V'amru, and they concluded, based on their examination, Ein kan shidro mimeisechad, you don't have a full spine worth of bones from one, originating from one mace. It's just a hodgepodge. It's not coming from one mace. And therefore, it's not metame, as we're going to see in a minute. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, tama deleka shedra demechata. Apparently, you're only safe because there isn't any single whole shedra coming from one mace. But apparently, ha'ika, but if there would be a shedra or a spine, a gilgalos, or a full skull, demechata, just from one nazir, from one mace, I mean, then it would give to him a nazir megaleich aleha. It would have the same effect on the nazir when he touches this. Shmamina, isn't this a rayatal question? That it's one or the other? Oy shidru oy gulgalis tanan? Right? The whole issue here was that it wasn't coming from one maze. It was a collection. It was an assortment. Apparently, if it was coming from one maze, it would be metame, even though it's just a shidru. The answer is no. Loy mi boy kamar. Needless to say, meaning like this. They were just trying to make a point. It goes without saying, you don't even have a shidra or a gilgalos coming from one mace. Right? Sorry, you certainly don't have a shidra and a gilgalos coming from one mace. That's obvious, right? That was like, you know, that was just a basic notion. You certainly don't have a shidra and a gilgalos together here coming from one mace. The mace echad lek. Elafilu, but even, they were trying to make even a greater point. You don't even have just a shidra from a mace, or just a gilgalos from a mace. You don't even have that. Elafilu oy shidra mace echad. Oy gilgalos mace echad lek. Based on their examination, they concluded, you know, you don't even get to first base. You don't even have a shidra coming from a mace, or a gilgalos coming from one mace. Just an assortment for many, many. So therefore, there's nothing to work with. But perhaps, halachically speaking, even if it were so that there was one complete shedra from one mace, it would still not be metame because you need both aspects. You need the guf and the reish, the shred and the gogolos. So we're not sure. Tashma, here's another attempt at a raya. Mi min yana. Let's go back to this brisa. Six things were subject to machlekes. What are those six things? Let's take a look at the list. Umahin shisha dvarim. What are those six? Shirakiva metame, v'chachamim metaren, which was up for machlekes. Number one, aleiver mena mace. You have a limb from a mace. Shabam mishne mason, which isn't really coming from one mace. You have a sort of a foot, half from one mace, half from the other mace. Can you combine that? Next case. Well, Aver Menachai Shabbat Mishneh Bnei Adam. I have an Aver coming from a living person, detached from a living person, but again, half of it is from one person, half from the other person. Is it Metame? Next question. Well, Chatzi Kavat Som is a half a kav of bones, which hails from two Mason, Shabbat Mishneh Mason. Next case. Well, Ravi is Dam, which has the ability to be Metame, but the problem is, it's Habba Mishneh, it's coming from two Mason. Well, Etzim Kisairo, you have a bone chip the size of a barley kernel, which is a shear, but it's no longer one. Shenechlak l'shneim, it's been split into two. Next, v'ashidra, a spine, v'gulgulis, a skull, which came from two mason. So you have a shidra coming from two mason, or gulgulis from two mason. All these. Rebbe Kiva was metame, chachamim was metar, Rebbe Kiva was chayzer, and was metar as well. Now, if we go through the list, we'll find more than six. V'isal g'daytach. Oy shidra, oy gilgalos. If you're going to tell me that you don't need that combined set of Shidra v'Gulgulis. It's either or. Either the Shidra or the Gulgulis. Hanishiva Havyan. So you have a total of 7 cases in the Mishnah. Of Evir Menames, Evir Menachai, Chatzikav Atzomis, Rabbi Yizdam, Etzik V'Soira. Then you have Shidra separate and Gulgulis separate. Each one independent of the other is Metame. So it would seem from this diuk that it's a set. And that's why you only have 6 cases in the Brice. No, says the Gemara Kiktani, perhaps you have 7, but in terms of the enumeration, in terms of the number 6, it's not referring to one of these items, for whatever reason. We're going to have 3-4 reasons why perhaps something mentioned here does not qualify to be included in the number 6. But really there are 7 items, because Shidra is separate from Gulgulis. So number 1 says, Gemara Kiktani Kalecha de Pligya Le Rabin. In the number 6, we only included cases where Rabbi Kiva was argued upon by the multitudes, by the Rabbim. Lafuki etzem kis'era, the yachadu, the palagle, as opposed to the case of the bone chip which was split. The Rabbim did not take issue with Rabbi Kiva's shita, it was just a yachad. So that's not what the number 6 is referring to. It's not included in 6. That's not, as we have in the Mishnah, well, it was only a yachid who was chaylik on Rabbi Akiva. Etzem kis'era shnechel kishnaim. A bone chip split into 2. Rabbi Kiva says Metami. Rabbi Yeche ben Nuri, he's the Yachid. He's Metar. So therefore it doesn't belong on the list. Next pshat, another approach would be Kiktani. We only include in the number Ever Men HaMes. Only mace related materials. But Ever Men HaChai, like Tani, that's not included in the list. Vayisem another pshat, Kiktani, what's included? Kalecha de Nozrim Galech Ala Heloi. Only a tumah phenomenon which trigger a giluach on the nazir by getting involved even through tumas oil. Meaning, we're only speaking about things that can transmit through the tumas oil. Lafuki etzem kisa'ira delay, as opposed to the bone chip, which could only be metame through touching and carrying magan masa, not oil. So it's not included. It's not a severe metame. That's not on our list. Another pshat, kiktani, what's included in the list? Kalecha dehadarbe, only those items on which Rabbi Kiva conceded when he was chayzeh to the chachamim. Lafuki revi'ez dam del yehadarbe, as opposed to one item on the list, the revi'ez dam coming from Shtum Esim, that he never conceded about. He held his own. He maintained his shita. As Rabbi tells Bakapar, don't include the revi'ez dam in the list of items on which Rabbi Kiva conceded. No, Shari Limudai Shul Rabbi Kiva Biyad, because he was still going and teaching his Shita. He never conceded. V'oid, not only that, HaMikra Messiah, take a look at the Pesukim. The Pasuk supports his Shita. V'al called Nafshis, Meslayav, we had this the other day. Nafshis Lashon Ravim. Something coming from 2 Nafashis. Dam, originating from 2 Mesim, can also be Matame. The Nazir and bring about the Glachas. So bottom line is, we have a Mishnah, a Braisa, listing 6 cases subject to Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva Matami, Chachamim Matarn, Rabbi Kiva was Chayzer. Problem was, if Shidra is separate from Gulgulis, if each one independently is Matami, then we have 7. So Gemara gave us 4 options to deduct something from the list. So perhaps Shidra is separate from Gulgulis. But it's not going to be a total of 7 because he takes something else off the list. Rabbi Shimon Omer, continuing on the topic of Rabbi Kiva maintaining his shita with the Dama Shnei Mesim, he says, Ad Yomav HaYimetame, throughout his lifetime, until he passed away, he maintained that shita, it's Metame. Imesh Shemes, Chazer by any day. I'm not sure whether he changed his mind after he passed away, which was obviously less than respectful comment. And Rabbi Shimon regretted saying these words. Tanav learned in a Braisa, Hushchuru Shunav Metani Yosef. Shimon was so remorseful that he fasted, and his teeth actually blackened as a result, in order to atone for saying this sort of disrespectful comment in reference to Rekiva. Hushchuru Shunav Metani Yosef. Okay, Toshma. Here comes another attempt to prove, to clarify one way or the other. Again, the question was, the Mishnah mentions Shidra and Gilgoyles as things that are metame. Is it both together, or is it one independent of the other? Tashma, the Sanya, we have a Brice. Bishama Imrim. We know that a Reva Atzomis, a quarter of a Kav, right, this quantity, is metame, bemaga, bemas, and boil. What type of bones are we speaking about? Obviously from the mace, right? But which part of the mace? Anywhere or a specific type of bone, more prominent bone? Let's see. Beshama Ibn Reva Atzomis. The Reva Atzomis can be anything. Mina Atzomim. Even if it's just from, you know, a sampling of the bones there. Even two or three bones, a small number of bones, but if they measure up to a kav, it qualifies. Ubeisilu, no, it needs to be a prominent representation of the mace. Reva minagvia, it needs to be a reva kav of bones coming from the entire, you know, representing the skeleton, the person. Mireva binyan, mireva minyan, coming from most of his build, which the Gemara says is two thighs and a foot, or two feet and a thigh. Or Roiv HaMinyan, coming from most of his count. So 125 bones is most of the count out of 248. So if the Roiv HaTzomis hail from those 125, a little of a sampling of the 125, a chip of each one of those 125, for a total of a Roiv HaKav. So this is a chash of a representation, a chash of a sampling, and it's Metame Be'oil. Bisham, I don't insist on having a solid representation of the goof, as long as it's anything. Bones, Reva Kav is Metame. Even two, three bones, if it's large sized bones, Reva Kav is Metame. I'm going to be sure, not necessarily. You know what? I want to mitigate the machlekes. I want to actually bring together two shittes. Yecholni lasais, divrei beishamai, vidivrei besil keechad. I can sort of combine the shittes and take away any machlekes. They're both, you know, in line with each other. They're both, we're saying the same thing. How could that be? Shebeishamai Imran, although beishamai seem to tell us that the bones don't have to be any, you know, specific, coming from a specific location. Even Mishnaim or Mishloisha, two or three bones, you know what they meant? Most of his build. Just like Beis Hillel said. How do you get two or three bones representing a person? So three can work. Two is sort of like it's just like an add-on number, but he meant specifically three. Oy mishnei shekayim v'yerech echad, oy mishnei yerechayim v'sheik echad. Either two shekayim, two upper area of the leg, v'yerech echad and one thigh, oy mishnei yerechayim v'sheik echad, or two thighs and one sheik. And Chachamim determined that this is considered the roiv binyan, most of his, you know, skeletal build. It's most of his height. So according to Beis Shammai, you also need Reiv Binyan, just like Beis Hillel said. Beis Hillel just came to add that it needs to be most of his build, or there's another option, most of the, you know, in terms of numbers, if it was taken from most of the bones in the body, that's also Metami. Minakvia, it has to represent the skeleton, the person. Oymer Reiv Binyan, most of his build, or coming from most of the bones. How can you have Reiv Minyan without Reiv Binyan? Very simply, in the hands and feet, you have very small, mini-sized bones, you know, many joints and teeny bones, so you can actually have a Reiv Atzomis coming from, you know, piece of sampling of the 125 bones. I'm not speaking about all of them, because then you'll get a really large quantity. You'll have more than Reva. So a little piece of, you know, each one of the 125, but you still won't have Reva Binyan, most of the skeleton, because hands and feet don't comprise the build of the person. So they were just adding the Reva Binyan aspect. But Reva Binyan, perhaps even Beis Shammai agree, is a required precondition for Reva Atzomis being Metame. So we have Beis Shammai, we have Beis Hillel, whether it's Machlekes or not, that's up for discussion. But now we have a third Shita, which is certainly another Shita. Shammai himself, the leader of Beis Shammai, He had his own opinion. Shami Omer, afilu etzem echad. You can have one bone. If it has the shiur of roya hakav, it's metame. Afilu etzem, right? Provided it's a prominent bone. It comes from where? From one's main, main part. Min hashidra. Oy min agul goyles. So if there's an etzem from the shidra, or gogoyles, the most prominent part of a person, it's metame b'maga b'masa b'oil if it has a reva akav. That's a chiddush. Okay, so the Gemara understood at this point. This is certainly a new shita. We aren't necessarily going along with that shita, but to a certain extent we will agree to Shammai that shidra is important. That gogoyles has prominence regarding Tumah. So if, according to Shammai, even just one bone hailing from the Shidra, or one bone, large-sized bone, hailing from the Gilgalas, is Metame Ba'il, we will agree somewhat to Shammai that, okay, not one bone, but the entire Shidra, and the entire Gilgalas, are prominent enough to be Metame Ba'il. So apparently you don't need that set of Shidra and Gilgalas. One or the other is enough. Says the Gemara, no, you can't bring it right from Shammai. Shani Shammai, the Machmer. Machmer Tfei. You can't prove anything from Shammai. Perhaps Shammai is a very Machmer. Number one, he says, Shidra alone has the ability to be Metame without the Gogolas. Number two, even just one bone from the Shidra, which is a Reva Kav in size, is Metame. And perhaps we disagree on both accounts. You need one bone is not metame, and even the entire shidra is not metame unless it has the gilgalas together with it. So there's no raya from Shammai. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, I'll accept that. So then bring the raya the other way. Lipshat mina, we can prove as follows. We can prove that according to Chachamim, you need both shidra and gilgalas. Tamra de Shammai, the Bach takes out the word beis Shammai. Shammai himself that we're speaking about. Tama de Shammai, de Machmer. It's only Shammai who says, even just one, Shidra, or Gogolos, even a part of them, is Metame, because he's Machmer. Ha Rabbanu, according to Rabbanu, no. You need both together. Adi Iko Shidra, Gogolos. So the Gemara, no, who says? Who says that the Chachamim are arguing to that extent? Why? Ad kan lepligi Rabbanu le de Shammai, ele betzem echot. Perhaps the Chachamim are arguing with Shammai regarding one bone, the Asim Nashudra, Umagna Gilgalas, a bone coming from the Shidra or the Gilgalas. They disagree with Shammai, it can't be Metami. But, Avalecha de Isa Be'ini, but when you have the Shidra intact or the Gilgalas intact, perhaps you don't need them both together. Afilu Chadimanon, even one alone is enough. So we're not sure how to conclude on this Shaila. So bottom line is, we started with a shayla, we didn't really conclude. The Mishnah speaks about the Shidra and the Gilgalas being Matame, the Nazar, both together, each one separately. We're not sure. Here comes another shayla. Certainly we know that Shidra and Gilgalas have extra prominence, as we explained before. Right? So now, the Mishnah, in speaking about, bones in general being Matame the Nazar, and triggering it to Glachas, etc., the Mishnah gives us a shear of a chatzi kav, which is a larger quantity than a roiva hakav, a half a kav. Only that has the ability to trigger the tiglachas nazir. But we all know that even a roiva hakav, a quarter of a kav of bones, is metame boil. But in terms of the nazir, it only has that effect when it's a half a kav. What about if it's a quarter of a kav, but it's very important bones? It's coming from the shidra or the gilgalas. Does that qualitative advantage compensate for the quantitative deficiency? Boy, Rami Barcham, Reva Atzomis, you have a quarter kav of bones coming from where? Min Shidra v'Gilgalas. My, what would you say here? Kiktani Chatzi Kav Atzomis. When does the Mishnah insist on a half a kav of bones? Ordinary bones. Heyecha de'ika misharivar, it's coming from the other limbs. Avo min shidra v'gulgoyos de'chamiri, but coming from the shidra v'gulgoyos, which are more chamer. Right? They have more prominence. Afilu roiva atzamis, perhaps even a quarter kav from these areas are matami. Adoma or perhaps loishna, there's no difference. Half a kaf is a half a kaf. I'm a rabbi toshma, I'll prove. From the Mishnah, which says hashidra v'hagul goylas, spine and skull. Now, he's assuming that they have a roiva akav. You know, a shidra has a roiva akav. It's usually not smaller than a roiva akav. Same thing with gulgulis. It's a skull, it automatically has a roiva akav. The more said later will change that, but that's the, you know, working notion right now. Ha shidra v'gulgulis. V'isak g'daydach roiva atzomis. D'os imin shidra v'gulgulis. Chamir, if you're going to suggest that a quarter kav coming from these areas stand higher, are more prominent, are more severe, are more matami, so why does the Mishnah have to insist on a full skull? Listen, al reva atzomis, how about a shidra? Vigil goes. The Mishnah should teach us a greater chiddush. You don't need a full skull, which is, you know, a reva atzomis or more, just a reva atzomis from the skull, if in fact it has the same level of tum. Answers the Gemara, no, but you can have a skull without a reva atzomis, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, even if it's less than the quantity of reva, but if it's a full skull, it's matami, that's the point of the Mishnah. But Rav Adama, didn't Rav himself tell us, le'nitzricha, that it's only needed, that le'shidru ge'gele she'en ben reva atzomis, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that a spine or a skull, even smaller than a reva, is matami, so that's why the Mishnah mentioned that. It's a chiddush, even if it's less than a reva. So how can it bring a raya from our Mishnah to our Shaila? Right, the Shaila was, a reva coming from a shidra. Is it matami? And his answer was, well, if it is, then the Mishnah wouldn't say shidra v'gulgulis. Mishnah would say reva from shidra v'gulgulis. Assuming that a shidra v'gulgulis are certainly a reva kav or more. The answer is no. Sometimes you can have a shidra which is less than a reva. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So why did he bring a raya from the Mishnah? Basa d'shamam Rabbi Kiva. When Rava said that a shidra gogolus can have less than the reva, that was something that he heard later from Rabbi Kiva. The Tosfos changes it perhaps to Mar Ukva. Whatever it is something that he arrived at later. He didn't have that information before. So he thought it was going to be a raya from the Mishnah. But now we see there's no raya because the Mishnah is highlighting another chiddush. Perhaps a reva coming from a shidra is matami, but what about if it's a shidra without a reva? That also is matami. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Tashma, here comes another raya. The braisa that we mentioned before. Shama Eimer. So what does Shama tell us? Etzem echad min shidra or megulgulis, even one bone, if it hails from the shidra or the gulgulis, it's metame, provided that it has, you know, the shear of reva kav. The Gemara is figuring at this point, even the chachamim, who disagree, one bone, that's not enough. But if it's a collection of bones, it's metame, provided that it has a reva hakav in quantity, because it's coming from the shidra of a gulgulis, and they're more prominent. And therefore, it's metame. Typically, you need a chatzikav, but here a reva is enough. Let's try to, you know, minimize the gap in terms of the opinions. Shama is machmer, even one bone. They hold a collection of bones, but ultimately, if it's a reva hakav, it's metame because it's coming from the shidra gogolis, which are extra prominent. So the Gemara, no, you can't draw anything from shama to the chacham. Shani, shama the machmer tvei. Shama is very machmer. So perhaps the Chachamim would totally disagree. Even Shidra material, even Gilgulis material is not Metame provided it's less than a Chatzikav. You need a Chatzikav. So they were, okay, let's prove it that way. Lifshut Mina, let's prove from here that in fact a Chatzikav is required. Tama de Shamay, the machmer, only Shami who's machmer is metami with less. Holy Rabban, but according to Rabban, you're right. Adika chatzikav atzomis. You need a half a kav, even though it's shidra material or gilgulis material. So Gemara, no. Let's go back. Dilma, perhaps not. Adkan le pligi Rabban le de Shami. Perhaps Rabban only disagreeing with Shami because it's one bone. A little bit etzemechad avol b'reiv atzomis, but if it's a collection of bones, important material coming from shidra gilgulis. I feel Rabban might do. Even Rabban perhaps would agree that it's metami. So basically, leaving it up in the air, we have no raya one way or the other. Again, the question was, typically a chatzikav triggers the teglachas of the nazar. What about a half, a quarter kav, but it's coming from the shidra, v'gulgulis. Does that compensate for the lack of quantity or not? We're not sure. Okay, let's recap today's daf. The Mishnah mentioned Shidvig Golgoilus is Metame Maga B'maso B'oil, and the Nazir is Megaleich upon encountering these items. The question was, I understand Shidvig is important and Golgoilus is important. They represent the most prominent, you know, parts of the person, the head, the body. Question, is it only Metame if it's together as a set, or each one independently has that ability? We tried to bring many rayas, and ultimately we did not conclude on that question. Regarding the halacha of bones in general, so typically a roiva atzames, roiva akav is metami, but when it comes to the glachas nazar, you need a chatzi kav. This is a question of where it's meant to come from. Is it dafka from Rav Binyan or Rav Minyan, or even, you know, etzem echad, two or three bones, or the etzem from the shidduch gogolus, according to Shammai, we have three shittas there. And then Rami Rachamim wanted to know, according to the Chachamim, what about a roiva hakav, bones coming from the shidduch gogolus? Perhaps that added chashivas will give it tuma, even though it's just a roiva hakav. We tried to bring some rayas, and ultimately we left it up in the air. Okay, atzlacha rabba to you. Let's have a lot of seyach l'shmaya, b'ez Hashem, and b'suras tovus.